This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. A tragedy occurred on Lake of the Woods just before Christmas in 1944. An article appeared in the Roseau Times Region on December 21, 1944, telling the story. The headline was Cecil Cyrus Loses Life on Lake. Cecil Cyrus, well-known resort man near Morris Point, lost his life Monday when the car in which he was riding broke through the ice some distance out from the point and sank in 14 feet of water. With him were Frank Martin and Boots Martin. They were riding in Boots Martin's Hudson with the owner driving. Frank and Boots Martin were bricklayers on the dehydrating building in Roseau. They had gone to Morris Point to get in some winter fishing, but arrived late. However, Mr. Cyrus offered to go with them and show them where there were some good fishing places. It was while coming back from the trip out on the lake that the ice gave way. The three men managed to get out of the car and get to the top. All three were soaked and thoroughly chilled by the water. Mr. Cyrus appeared to be the worst for the experience, so the other two helped him along as they tried to get to a shelter. The accident happened about 6 o'clock. Mr. Cyrus soon became unconscious, but the other two tried carrying him along. In the darkness, they lost their way. They caught sight of a light on the opposite shore some 3 miles away and started for it. The shock was too much for Mr. Cyrus, and he died before they got to their destination. Boots Martin, being slightly crippled, was barely able to move his feet toward the last and was practically dragged to the house, where such help as could be given was administered. They did not reach shelter before 2 o'clock in the morning. They were taken to the Warroad Hospital as quickly as possible. It was found that their hands and feet had been badly frozen. They are still under the doctor's care. Their condition yesterday was not very good. The body of Mr. Cyrus was found and brought to Bedette. Mr. Cyrus was married and leaves his wife and several children. Fishermen here speak very highly of him and his courteous treatment of his customers. He maintained a good service for fishermen and helped make Morris Point and Cyrus Camp well known in this section. The car was still on the bottom of the lake as we go to press. It is likely that the death of Cyrus was due to shock. Many tragedies like that happened on Lake of the Woods with many different outcomes. One that was written about in December of 1897 in the Roseau Plain Dealer tells the story of William Boos. Here is that story. William Boos of this place had a narrow escape from being seriously frozen on Friday the 17th. While walking ahead of his horse on his way here from Stony Point, he stepped through a crack in the ice and was wet to the knees. About 20 minutes afterwards, his horse went into another crack. Mr. Boos worked for some time to get it out, but found that his feet were getting too cold, so started for the shore 2 miles off. When he got into the timber, he made a fire, and by that time had to cut shoe and stockings from his left foot. After drying himself as well as he could, he walked to an Indian camp, and some Indians went out to his horse, but when they arrived, the horse was dead. Fortunately for Mr. Boos, he suffered but a slight freezing of his left leg and foot, and will be all right again in a few days. Take care out there. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.